This is a CKTZ News update. UBC developed a new housing assessment resource tool, or HART, to identify sites that can be used to bridge the gap between housing needs and potential building sites in communities. According to the 2016 census, 1.7 million Canadian households need core housing. The vast majority are low and very low income households who cannot afford to pay more than $375 to $750 a month in rent. When UBC's Housing Research Collaborative tested HART in Kelowna, they found 230 well-located government or non-profit land parcels that could be used for up to 34,620 housing units. Dr. Penny Gerstein explained.
We developed tools that people can look at their housing needs in a much more disaggregated or much more fine-tuned way than most needs assessment do, because we can actually look not just at what the census tells us about this, but we can also then compare this to other data sources that we're now getting access to that can help us look at who are the people in most need, what particular populations are most needed, for example, maybe seniors, lone single mothers, and others. So that's one part of the tool. And then we can also look at what is available in terms of the land. The province of BC is requiring housing needs assessment for all communities. So I know Powell River is doing it, but I don't think it's been necessarily done for as small a community as Cortez Island, which is like 1,000 people. They're doing it, but they're not being able to drill down into the data to find out more specifically what is the particular needs and what kinds of housing would be best suited for particular populations. So what we've done in terms of this tool, we've done this, and we've also, which housing needs assessment don't do, is we've also done a land assessment. We're using GIS mapping to actually find out what land is available in terms of the private, nonprofit sectors that could be potentially used for housing. Municipalities have some capabilities to do that, but they often are not doing it in a very systematic way. So what we're intending to do once we roll out this tool to other communities, we're sort of developing a kind of more systematic way of doing this.
HART was recently used in the city of Kelowna.
We found that Kelowna does have a good supply of housing. The housing is not necessarily aimed for the populations that need it most. And so there really isn't the kind of housing that's really needed for very low-income people. And so that was sort of something that I think Kelowna found useful. The other thing they found useful was the fact that we actually identified 230 potential sites by doing a kind of rating system where we looked at different categories of how to rate this in terms of close to certain kinds of amenities like schools or work opportunities or things like that. And we rated these to show them the kind of range of land availability they had. They could see in a very easy way what was needed the most in terms of housing in order to develop their housing policy. And they also were able to sort of start seeing what land, and this isn't only just bare land, this is land like in larger communities, potentially might be some other things like fire stations or something where they could be building housing on top of that, so that they realized that they could actually look at how to use the land more effectively. My data person already did some maps for Cortez Island, looking at available land on Cortez Island.
Gerstein shared the preliminary map of federal, provincial, and municipal properties on Cortez Island that accompanies the written version of this story.
Do you have a figure for potentially how many houses you could be looking at on Cortez Island?
No, that's, you know, we're not there yet. We did this in 2 minutes.
The next step would be finding out which of these are suitable for development. She also looked at some data.
So what we found is, according to the 2016 census, there's a 28.8% of all households on Cortez spend 30% or more on shelter costs. There was a total of 520 households on Cortez. 19.4% of owner households spent 30% or more on shelter costs. There was a total of 340 owner households. So this really works out to 67 owner households in unaffordable housing, and 47.2% of renter households spent 30% or more on shelter costs. And that was a total of under 185 renter households. And this is 87 renter households in affordable housing. So there is sort of a real need to kind of address housing in your community.
CKTZ News did not tell her about Rainbow Ridge, which will bring 20 housing units online. A quick look at the 2016 census enabled Gerstein to identify the occupants of 157 Cortez Island households that are paying more for accommodation, whether in rent or mortgage, than they can comfortably afford. The occupants of some of Cortez Island's 185 rental units will need to vacate their homes during the warmer months, when owners return to their summer homes or rent them out to tourists. According to Sue Moen from the Campbell River and District Coalition to End Homelessness, this is a problem throughout the Strathcona Regional District. In their report for the HEART program in Kelowna, Gerstein and her colleagues wrote that 25,000 Canadians experience homelessness for more than 5 months, and a further 210,000 experience episodic homelessness.
So you've identified the parcels. What's the next step after that?
This was funded through CMHC Housing Supply Challenge competition. And this was just the first stage, and we can now apply for the second stage. And one of the things that we're hoping to do for the second stage is actually develop a land acquisition strategy, figuring out what mechanisms would be possible to using the land effectively. So in a place like Cortez, I think that could be very useful, because I suspect there is some land that is available, given just from our very cursory look at this. And so what would be possible in terms of that? What we're also planning to do is a training program where communities and individuals in communities like planners and others could learn how to use this tool. And now what we're hoping is that this will be a way for policymakers and like in councils and others to start making more effective decision-making, efficient decision-making around housing.
So we need 1.7 million more houses right now.
Yes.
Is there any idea when that need might be met?
Well, I mean, we have to start now. We're way behind. This is the first federal election where they've actually talked about a housing crisis. Before, they were really seeing the housing crisis as in large cities, but now it's everywhere. And so the affordability is really reached a tipping point, the lack of affordability. And so we're going to have to address this at the federal, provincial, municipal, community levels. I know other islands in the Southern Gulf Islands, they've actually formed housing societies and are going about trying to develop housing for their population. So I think this is what is going to be having to happen in a place like Cortez, which is used to kind of being fairly self-reliant and all this. You know, I think there's going to have to be some real community efforts around housing, because you're going to lose your younger population, which is what you desperately need in order to keep communities alive. I mean, the average age in the Southern Gulf Islands right now is 65. I don't know how that could be sustainable. That's happening everywhere now.
You've been listening to an interview with Dr. Penny Gerstein, director of UBC's Housing Research Collaborative, about the new Housing Assessment Resource Tool.